Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to the Confidence Glow, your daily dose of self-love and empowerment. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy coping mechanisms. You know, those things that help us navigate life's inevitable ups and downs without spiraling into a pit of stress or negativity. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge? Like the world is just throwing curveballs your way and you're not sure how to catch them? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments. But here's the thing, life doesn't hand us instruction manuals. We gotta figure out our own coping strategies, and that's what we're gonna do today. Let's ditch those unhealthy habits and build a toolbox full of tools to help us thrive, not just survive. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Life is like that spinning top in your kid's toy box. It can be super fun and mesmerizing, but it's also bound to wobble, spin out of control, and maybe even crash sometimes. We all have those moments when stress, anxiety, or disappointment hits us hard. It's how we respond that matters. That's where healthy coping mechanisms come in. Think of them as your superpower. They give you the strength and resilience to bounce back from tough times, handle pressure with grace, and keep that inner glow shining bright. So, what are some killer coping mechanisms that can actually help? First up, we gotta talk about movement. Ever noticed how a good workout can melt away stress like magic? Yeah, it's not just in your head. Exercise releases those feel-good endorphins that leave you feeling energized and empowered. It doesn't have to be intense either. A brisk walk in nature, some yoga stretches, even dancing to your favorite tunes can do wonders. Second on our list, mindfulness. This isn't just about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your crazy brain and giving yourself a chance to breathe. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, listen to calming music, or simply observe your surroundings. It's amazing how much calmer and clearer you feel afterward. Next up, let's talk about connecting with your tribe. Those awesome people who lift you up, make you laugh, and remind you that you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Spending time with loved ones, whether it's sharing a meal, going for a hike, or just having a good old-fashioned chat, can do wonders for your mental well-being. Remember, we're all in this together. Now, let's talk about something super important. Self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about prioritizing your needs, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, setting boundaries, saying no to things that drain you, and making time for activities that bring you joy. Think of self-care as an investment in your happiness and well-being. Last but not least, don't forget the power of humor. Laughter truly is the best medicine. It releases stress, boosts your mood, and reminds us not to take life too seriously. So, find something that makes you laugh every day, a funny meme, a stand-up special, a silly movie, whatever works for you. Alright, let's bring it all together with a real-world example. Imagine this, you're rushing to work, your morning coffee spills all over your favorite shirt, and then traffic decides to turn into a parking lot. Sounds stressful, right? Instead of letting that negativity take over, imagine using some of our coping mechanisms. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the present moment, blast your favorite playlist, and remember, it's just one little hiccup in your day. You got this. So, my amazing listeners, remember these key takeaways. Movement is magic, mindfulness is your superpower, connection is essential, self-care is non-negotiable, and laughter is the best medicine. Go forth and build that toolbox of healthy coping mechanisms. You deserve to thrive, not just survive. Share this episode with a friend who could use some glow-up inspiration and let me know in the comments what your favorite coping mechanism is. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.